Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:22 on a Wednesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. So a casino is coming to Lansing. Or is it? All kinds of reactions since Mayor Virch Bernero announced plans to bring an Indian tribe casino to the capital city. To talk about what it will really take to make the dream a reality, I'm joined by Richard McClellan, a Lansing attorney who specializes in regulatory issues, which are likely to be the biggest hurdles in this process. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hello, Michael.
So, you know, there are Indian tribes all around Lansing, yet city officials chose to team up with the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of the Chippewas to build this $245 million casino. Is there a calculated reason why this tribe was likely chosen?
I think it's more likely that there's a legal reason. The ability to get Indian land, which is the issue. It's not whether they can have a casino. It's whether they can get Indian land over which the tribe exercises jurisdiction. It's a very complex legal matter. And I think the Sioux tribe has identified a path that they think will be successful to get them the land from the city, allow them to exercise jurisdiction. And once they do that, then under their compact with the state of Michigan, they can conduct gaming on that land.
Now, apparently the Secretary of the Interior would need to place the land into trust. How does that process happen, and how often does the Secretary of Interior allow that to happen?
Well, it happens a lot because it happens under federal law, and that's the way tribes can acquire new land. They basically turn the land over to the federal government who owns it, and they hold it in trust for the tribe, and then the tribe exercises its sovereignty. There's many, many statutes. There's many paths to land. What the issue here is, in general, the Bureau of Indian Affairs has tried to prevent what they call so-called off-reservation casinos, where the land is substantial distance from the existing reservation of the tribe. That's the case with the Sioux tribe. On the other hand, if the law specifically permits the tribe to acquire land where it chooses, they may be able to do it. I think that's the kind of issue that you're getting now, and you see the Attorney General and professors and others saying, oh, it'll never happen. I think you have to wait to see what the strategy is of the tribe. My understanding is that there is a good chance that they will be able to prevail, but it is very likely that it will be only after a litigation for 2, 3, 4 years.
So are you saying it's just a matter of state officials interpreting the law in a way that's favorable to the tribe?
State officials have no power in this area. They can intervene in court, but the state has no power. The state, about 13 years ago, entered into a compact that I actually argued in Michigan Supreme Court is agreement between sovereigns, and the entire regulation of gaming and the access to Indian land is a federal issue under federal law, has to do, and so the state can intervene, but they can't. There's no approval by the state. They have already approved it in a gaming compact between the tribe that was agreed to by the governor and the legislature. Mm-hmm. So that agreement is in effect, and I disagree with the Attorney General, who I don't think fully understands the strategy or the legal theory under which the tribe is operating. Although I'm a lawyer, he's a lawyer. Anytime you get at least two lawyers involved, there's probably three different opinions. So there's plenty of lawyers that are going to be involved in this. I don't happen to be involved in this at the same time, but I've been following it closely, and I have an idea what their strategy is.
I'm talking to Richard McClellan, a Lansing attorney who specializes in regulatory issues. So other than in Detroit, have we seen a tribe in Michigan being allowed to build a casino so far away from its tribal land?
No. Their tribal land is really, it depends on the definition. It's one of those definitions of tribal land. They were parties to the treaty in the 1800s that gives them land up to about 40 miles north. While we think of their only land as up in the Sioux and several other parcels in the UP, the truth is they're part of the Ottawa and Chippewa tribe that was under treaties and had the right to occupy quite extensive lands, but I don't think lands in Lansing. But I don't think this distance issue that the people have been raising is the relevant issue. I think the relevant issue is, does the tribe have power under authority given to them by Congress to get land and require the department to put it in trust? Ultimately, that's a court decision. I think they do, but I think it remains to be seen what the tribe's strategy is. It's both a legal and a political matter, but I think on a legal basis, they have a very strong basis for doing it. They will be opposed by other tribes and probably the state.
The litigation then is going to be extensive, what, 5, 10 years?
I wouldn't say 10 years. I would say if you look at the Gun Lake Band, it had a massive effort to block it, and it went on 6, 7 years. I suspect in this case, I think this tribe has a much cleaner a shot at it, and I think that it'll probably be, if they get into litigation anytime, it'll be probably at least 3 years. And it depends on appeals, might be 4.
Now, you say distance is not an issue, although if Lansing were up against their own tribal area there in Sault Ste. Marie, we wouldn't have this kind of a process necessary. Is that right?
Well, we probably wouldn't have had a big an issue if the Saginaw Chippewas or the Huron Potawatomis, that are the closest tribes, had wanted to work with Lansing. You could well have. They chose not to. The mayor, I think, chose with a cooperating tribe that actually has more authority and maybe the only tribe that has authority to come to Lansing. And I think that's why the mayor probably dealt with that tribe.
About 30 seconds left. What are going to be the steps that we'll see happening in the next 6 months or a year to get this this process underway?
Well, obviously, the tribe will file official papers with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They will review it, and they will make a decision. I think it's a fairly straight line where the tribe applies under the law. They get an approval or they get a rejection. If they get a rejection, they'll go to court. If they get an approval, others will go to court.
Well,
pretty straightforward.
Well, it certainly sounds like it'll be a big moneymaker for some of the attorneys involved, but I guess that's how it works in our system here.
I think that's a great system.
Indeed. Richard McClellan, a Lansing attorney specializing in regulatory issues. Richard, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome, Michael.